is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. I'm Mark Viviano, and our guest is Baltimore Orioles pitcher Cade Povich. Cade has pitched two seasons in the major leagues. He's getting ready for year number three, made his big league debut in the O's playoff run of 2024, and in May of last season, Cade was baptized as a member of the Catholic Church, and he joins us to share insight into his noteworthy faith journey. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Cade, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on.
Now, let's set the scene for our listeners. Spring training gets started in Sarasota. The Orioles' last game was at the end of September. So you've had about 4 months from the season ending to spring training. What's a major leaguer do? Do you get away from baseball a bit? What's life like?
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep it pretty relaxed, my wife and I. There's so much traveling in season that it's crazy to want to go somewhere. But usually for me and for a lot of guys, you know, it's the off season, but it never seems like baseball really ever stops. So I usually take 2 weeks off completely and give time to spend with my wife, with family, and kind of reset. Maybe we go somewhere and just try and relax for a little bit until, training starts all over again.
Well, the baseball season is a long one, and it's often referred to by you guys as a grind. But you took time from that grind on May the 5th, 2025, and you received the rite of Christian initiation, baptized at St. Patrick Church in Hudson, Wisconsin. I want you to start wherever you see fit on your life timeline, Cade. And please share how you reached that point, that life-defining moment where you're a big league baseball player being baptized at age 25.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy for me to even, every time I look back and kind of think of how I got to this point, I think it's kind of wild in my own eyes. But, you know, growing up, I wasn't really... we weren't practicing anything. I was always Christian. I always believed in God and in Jesus, and but never really acted on anything. I went to in middle school, I want to say it was about the time I'd go to, a bunch of us would go to a friend's house, and you know, we'd watch some video talking about something in the Bible, and we'd have a little discussion on that and then have snacks and hang out after that. And that was really about it. I think once I started getting older, I started getting a little bit more curious. And then actually in high school, for my first couple of years, I went to a Catholic high school. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really when everything first started to change. I kind of knew some basic things about Christianity. I knew some of my friends were Catholic, so I knew a little bit from them, just them talking about going to Mass every Sunday and, when Lent came around, not eating meat. And so I got really invested in it because... In high school, theology was a class that was mandatory every year. So I think being in that class, I really started to learn so much, and it ended up turning into one of my favorite classes. I mean, for any kid, our favorite class is usually gym or weights or something like that. So
true. I like the way you're thinking as a young man there, Cade.
But yeah, I mean, I had never taken a theology class, and I think my a little bit of it was my teacher at the time, and then also just learning so much more of how much bigger life was outside of myself and outside of baseball. I mean, I had grown up always thinking like it was a dream of mine to become a major league pitcher, and I'm blessed to have had that dream come true. But I think for so long, and you know, that carried with me a little bit into college, and it was always in my mind, but it wasn't, I don't think, a priority in my mind. So I'd always read a little bit before every start in college. I'd just flip to a random chapter, a random verse in the Bible before my starts and just kind of read that. And that was kind of it. And I think once I got into pro ball, it's so easy to kind of consume your life with baseball. I mean, it's every day. It really is. And, you know, I had so many friends that were in the organization when I was originally with the Twins, kind of during instructs. So he's going to church, and it really kind of made me start to think back to high school and think back a little bit on my own and trying to figure out, you know, what do I want there to be in my life outside of just baseball? I don't want to get consumed by this being everything. Cause I mean, like you said, it's such a long season that if it's all you're thinking about and all you're worrying about and all you're doing, it's very difficult mentally as well. And then my wife, I had actually met her in college, and we had kind of stayed connected a little bit. And, you know, we started going to church. She had grown up Catholic, so she had her sacraments. She had all of them except confirmation. So her and I started going to St. Patrick's together when we were dating, and she was going through getting confirmed. And so I think just the more we went to Mass and the more I got kind of interested in wanting to investigate, I guess, a little bit for myself, the more I felt deeper and deeper into, you know, there's a bigger purpose in my life than just baseball. And I think her getting the confirmation really, really helped me. And I think going to St. Patrick's and talking to Father Dan, and, you know, he was tremendous in helping me get to when I was able to receive my sacraments. Cause, you know, I think it's common, like we had talked a bunch beforehand. I had mentioned to him that it was something I was interested in, something I kind of wanted to have discussions with him about. You know, OCIA was starting up around that time, and we were kind of talking about that, and then trying to talk about, you know, my schedule and it just being so difficult. And it ended up turning into him and I would have a lot of times they got up to 4 hour long Zoom calls or in-person meetings where, you know, we would just go over things to where by the time my fifth came around, I was able to feel like I was fully prepared. I mean, we say fully prepared, but at the same time, I still feel like I'm learning something new or kind of having a realization that I thought of something one way, but maybe it's something else, you know? So it's definitely been a long journey, but, you know, I'm here now and I'm very thankful and blessed for it.
It's a beautiful journey. So well said, especially for a young person to realize it as you do. Now, in the video of your baptism, you're fully immersed. Tell us about that experience. You're under the water three times in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And most of us were baptized as babies, so we have no memory of one of the most important days of our lives, but you can remember yours forever. What are you going to remember about that day, that experience?
Yeah, I think really it's the overall joy and holiness that and almost freedom that I felt. I mean, I remember before leaving for spring training, Father Dan and I had kind of gone over how it would work and did a mini little walkthrough of what the day would look like. And he had even asked me, he said, I mean, we can just do it on your forehead or you can get in if you want. I was like, let's get in there.
And, all in, baby.
Yep. So we did that, and you know, it was just so refreshing, and so, I mean, it was an unbelievable experience for me. And it's, I tried to explain it to my wife, but it's just like this feeling and this weight lifted off of you that is so hard to describe, but at the same time, you want to try so hard to describe it.
Yeah, that is awesome. Again, we are speaking with Baltimore Orioles pitcher Cade Povich about his baptism in the Catholic Church, and we're going to continue our discussion with his insights into living his faith as a big league baseball player when we continue here on Catholic Review Radio.
Put our children on the right path, one that leads them to become intelligent, responsible, compassionate adults. That path begins with a Catholic education. Catholic schools inspire academic excellence with a balanced curriculum that integrates music, arts, world language, and Catholic faith, while challenging students in the areas of science, math, and technology. Help your child reach their full potential. Enroll in a Catholic school today.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. Maryland Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller joined leaders from several colleges at St. Francis Academy in East Baltimore to host a student town hall on artificial intelligence and its future impact. At the February 20th forum, students raised questions about AI's influence on ethics, integrity, the environment, and public institutions, while the Lieutenant Governor encouraged them to help shape the rules governing these powerful technologies. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. In a February 20th question and answer session with clergy from the Diocese of Rome, Pope Leo XIV urged priests not to use artificial intelligence to write their homilies or to seek likes on social media platforms. Like all muscles of the body, the Pope said, if we do not use them, if we do not move them, they die. The brain needs to be used, so our intelligence must also be exercised a little so as not to lose this capacity, the Pope said. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. Young people and their families are invited to deepen their faith at the St. Carlo Acutis Camping Retreat set for April 17th through the 19th at the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks. The event, open to youth between ages 5 and 17 and their families, combines outdoor activities with opportunities for prayer and fellowship in the spirit of the beloved young St. Carlo Acutis. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. And in California, a potentially tragic event was averted thanks to the quick action of a vigilant parent volunteer. During an Ash Wednesday all-school mass at St. Mary Parish School in Sacramento, an off-duty law enforcement officer noticed a suspicious man trying to enter the church with a concealed firearm. The parent observer detained the man and removed the weapon before uniformed officers arrived. No students or staff were harmed. Authorities are now investigating the incident. For more on this and other stories, visit CatholicReview.org. From the newsroom of the Catholic Review, I'm George Matusek.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
We continue on Catholic Review Radio, our conversation with Baltimore Orioles pitcher Cade Povich getting ready for his third season in Major League Baseball, spring training getting started in Sarasota, Florida. We're hearing from Cade about his faith journey, baptized in the Catholic Church during the season last May. And Cade, the day after you're baptized Catholic, you go to Target Field in Minnesota to pitch a big league baseball game against the Twins. Starting pitchers are known for strict routines. Did this day feel a little different?
You know, it was kind of funny because when the year started, Father Dan and I were messaging back and forth, kind of trying to see how the day I received my sacraments and when my start would be. And we were kind of joking around because we're like, it's kind of looking like it might line up to be where I received my sacraments, and then I pitched the next day. And funny enough, it just happened to turn out to be that way. And it was truly just an incredible week to come back here, receive the sacraments, and then pitch the following day in front of a bunch of friends and a bunch of family.
Yeah, including Father Dan, correct? He was there in the stands.
Correct, yep. Yeah. He was there.
Yeah. How aware were your Oriole teammates of your baptism? Did you have teammates that you shared this with?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few. There's a couple guys that I've had go to Mass with me a few times during the year. And, you know, I had mentioned to them on the off day that I was going. And, you know, then a lot of them, the following day or the following couple days, had either messaged me or said something about it, and which was truly, really awesome.
You know, one of the last stories I did in television was during the playoff run of 23, and it was about the Christian influence in the clubhouse, a number of guys doing Bible study. And you know who, you know, most of the guys are, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, Adley and Gunner at the time, Austin Hayes, Jordan Westberg. What is the influence? Are you a part of that Christian influence? Obviously a Catholic, but the guys, there's a togetherness about there, is there not?
Yeah, there definitely is. You know, I think in a way it kind of brings a lot of guys together, you know, either going to chapel or on Sundays when we have an early game, and a lot of the stadiums actually hold Mass. This is at the stadium. So, you know, getting the guys that are Catholic to come to Mass and just kind of everybody having similar values and being able to connect on some level. I think it really brings everybody closer and connects us all and is able to bring everybody into discussion about God, about Jesus, about the Bible. And it's really cool. It's a cool brotherhood. And I mean, even outside of our team, having Mass at every stadium is really cool to, you know, meet other guys and kind of broaden that range in order to, you know, have even more discussions throughout, I guess, the league with other guys.
Major League Baseball is the pinnacle of your sport. Here you are playing Major League Baseball. There's a lot of pressure. To get there is one thing, to stay there is another. You're a pitcher. You're in the middle of all the action, all eyes on you. I'm just wondering if there are ways that you turn to your faith or just seek the peace of Jesus when you face the pressure of being the professional athlete that you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easier for me at least to think about Jesus, think about what he did for us, and, you know, think about what he did and think about what I'm doing. And, you know, I think there's a lot of situations where, you know, anxiety can come and you feel like there's so much pressure on you and, you know, you have to do this thing perfect and you have to make this pitch, or, you know, what happens if I mess this up? And I think you just think back to, or I'm able to just think back to what he did for us and how he walked through his life and really just picture what I'm doing versus what he did for us. And I think that, I mean, what I'm doing is so small. Like at the end of the day, it's a game. It's a dream that I wanted ever since I was little, but at the same time, it is a kid's game. And, you know, I'm blessed to even be able to do what I'm doing.
You posted that beautiful video of your baptism on Instagram. You do not hide your faith. You do not hide being a Catholic. Is it important for you to share it? Because it can really be a great platform to appeal to young fans especially. What are your thoughts about being one who shares it at the major league level for others?
Yeah, I think for me, at least, it's something that we, or at least I'm kind of called to do. I know, like, growing up when I was kind of investigating for myself and learning more about Catholicism and Christianity myself, that, you know, I felt like a lot of it was a little bit from my friends and hearing from them and learning from them, and then also just a little bit of myself. But I didn't really, you know, have anybody that I followed in baseball. I mean, granted, when I was younger, social media wasn't necessarily what it is now.
Sure.
But I think if I would have had somebody that I had followed that was super open and very much shared a lot of the Catholic faith, like I'm hopefully trying to do, and it would have made it easier for me to, you know, try and pursue it or try and, you know, learn even more about it and be open about it. And so I try to spread it the best I can, to see if maybe someone who is on the border of trying to figure out their faith and, you know, that they can kind of see the path I took and see that because you didn't grow up Catholic, that means you can't ever become Catholic. I mean, my wife fulfilled all her sacraments, I think, in 24. I did my baptism all the way through confirmation when I was 25. So I hope me sharing it just kind of helps shows younger and older people that, you know, it's never too late.
So true, Cade. And we saw, I mean, I think about the number of athletes here most recently and more often. Like most recently, Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana Catholic, and just giving praise to God and identifying himself as a Catholic in leading his team to an undefeated championship. And we've seen so many other examples of that. Young people like you, are you seeing that more often? And obviously, as you just stated, it's important to be a part of it and to realize there's kind of a responsibility there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, seeing more and more people be open is really, really cool. Scrolling through and seeing, you know, Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana, win a Heisman, and then I think I saw Indiana's Catholic community, they were watching the Heisman ceremony in maybe their church's basement or something, and posting like, hey, we see this guy every Sunday, and just, you know, it was really cool to see them too after they won, him talk about, you know, how thankful he is of his Catholic community back at Indiana, and how they would, him and even some teammates that weren't Catholic, he would take them there to either go to Mass or pray the rosary during the week or go to adoration. And I think the more and more you can gather people and kind of have them come join you with, whether it's Mass or the rosary, but it's a way to introduce people and, you know, show the greatness that the Lord has to offer us. And I think it's really cool to see younger and younger people be so open about it.
Cade Povich, we want to thank you for sharing your insights, your experiences with us. We certainly do wish you strong and healthy spring training and a season ahead. And fans can follow your journey on Instagram. Any other platforms we should know about?
That's about all I got.
That's pretty good. Hey, listen, God bless you and Sophia and all your family, brother.
God bless you as well. Thank you very much for having me on.
I'm Mark Viviano, and thank you for listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Have a burning question about the Catholic Church? Curious about faith, traditions, current issues, or ways of deepening your spiritual life? Now's your chance to ask a bishop. Call in to Catholic Review Radio and leave a recording of yourself asking a question for our special guest, Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Adam J. Parker. Whether it's about the sacraments, church teaching, or everyday faith, no question is too big or too small. Your question may be featured on an upcoming episode of Catholic Review Radio with Bishop Parker. Dial 443-263-0230 now to ask your question. Don't miss out, your voice matters. Again, that's 443-263-0230. And be on the lookout for our special Ask a Bishop episode coming soon.
With inviting surroundings, complete independence, and an unmatched quality of life, Mercy Ridge is the unparalleled choice for your retirement lifestyle. It's a way of living that promotes an active, healthier life. Located in Timonium, Maryland, Mercy Ridge Continuing Care Retirement Community features a beautifully landscaped 32-acre campus. The grounds, dining, and recreational amenities and residences are designed to provide a gracious lifestyle and a variety of exciting activities. Visit mercyridge.com.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at CatholicReview.org. That's CatholicReview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.